I was at a place called Tamarkan, where we built the bridge over the River Kwai. We would be on these ropes chanting, you know, Ichini Sanchi Ruhus Si Hachi Kuju. That was Japanese up to 10, and you'd do that all the time, yeah.
Racked with malaria and dysentery, eaten away with tropical ulcers and dying of cholera, the starving prisoners dragged themselves each day from the camps to slave under the burning sun. If they flagged for a moment, there were the guards. For many, death was a happy release.
I had splinters from these shells in my leg. The scar started to break down and turn into a big ulcer. Major Arthur Moon of the Australian medics put me on a bamboo table, and without anaesthetic, he cut up my leg, and he pulled out a great big tendon like that, and of course that saved my life. But the men in there, one next to me, he was covered with these ulcers, terrible he was, and he was delirious, and he was full of maggots. And I remember him dying next to me. I could see the flies coming out of his mouth then.
The whole length was built in the incredible time of only 14 months. Every mile of the railway cost 400 human lives, and every fourth sleeper represents the death of a man.